Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to hour number three of The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Aaron Torres in for Chris Broussard, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. What a program we've had so far. Don't forget, wake the kids, call the neighbors. Teichert's Tower of Trivia is coming up in about 30 minutes. You don't want to miss that. Mr. Aaron Torres, how are you?
I'm great, and I will tell you, I was a participant at least once, maybe twice, in Teichert's Tower of Trivia, and when I say it's the best segment in radio history, I mean, that's no disrespect to any other segment in radio history, but it's in the short conversation.
The only way that that's the best segment in radio history is that you haven't had any meat or anything to eat, and you've been eating seaweed for 8 weeks, and anything tastes and sounds good after that. Is that how it is?
Well, it's entertaining. I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, the concept for people who will hear it soon for the first time is a sports personality that doesn't know sports. So, you know, I like it. I'm a fan. If you disagree, Rob, I get it. I respect
you. Alex,
opinion.
You know I've had some of the best clues on the show. Did you see somebody on Twitter or Instagram saying that we should compile like the best clues ever? Have you seen
well,
that?
Well, if we do that, half of them never made it on air, so that might actually be fun.
Well, that's the other problem is, you know how risque Chris is, right? You know,
I mean, he just outright just says, morning.
Yes, that was a clue. Just think about that. Morning. Anyway, let's get to the big news of the day. Of course, the Rams have landed OBJ. It was kind of weird, too. Like, the story came out, and then it was like, hold on, right? Wasn't Josina Anderson saying, like, it ain't done yet? And then the Rams pulled the story off their website. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I saw yesterday Odell saying he needed another day when it was believed to be the Packers. What was it, the Packers and the
Patriots? Yeah. Rob G., did you follow that today? Like, the Rams
jumped the gun. They had a whole graphic put up on their website, and people were like, well, Odell's saying he hasn't made a decision, so they pulled it down, and then 15 minutes later he said that he's coming, and then they put it back up.
It was just kind of weird.
Is that one of those, he wants the clout on social media, he doesn't want the team to steal it, he wants all the retweets and shares on Instagram? I think that's
right, because you would think if you put it together and you put it on your website, you're pretty sure that it's a done deal, right? I mean, that's not some 22-year-old working the website and he doesn't know what's going on. What? Oh, yeah, let's just put this up. Oh, yeah. No, somebody goes down to him and says, put this up, to the guy working the website. But anyway, it means Matthew Stafford, Stat Padford, has another weapon. They got Von Miller the other day. Last week, they picked up a great defensive player. I know he's not the same player he was a few years ago, but he's still a great player. And now they go get OBJ. We don't know if OBJ is going to be the same player he was 4 years ago when he was one of the best receivers in the league, or the often injured, non-factor kind of guy. And we just saw the Browns without him just go crazy and beat Cincinnati like there was no tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Like, they didn't like shed a tear. Oh my God, what are we going to do? We gave up OBJ. Nothing. They just kept playing. But here's what I'm going to say. Sean McVay and the Rams in the front office, they've just put all of their cards in, and a lot of people say they love this, but there's more and more pressure every day on Matthew Stafford. He's got to get this done, Aaron.
Sure.
They went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff, who they thought was the problem, right? So they already went to the Super Bowl. It ain't even about winning a couple playoff games or winning the division or going to the Super Bowl. It's about winning the Super Bowl. That's why they've done all that they've done. And now I look around. Are there any excuses if they don't win? What would be the excuse?
Unless Matthew Stafford gets hurt, there is none.
Right.
So
it would definitely have to be Stafford didn't play well. It's going to be on his plate. He's got to play really well, unless, you know, obviously the defense could have a stinker. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Stafford has gotten all these weapons, all this stuff, and it's set up for the Rams. Anything short of winning a Super Bowl, and it might not be this year. It might have 3 years to do it in that window. But they got to win a Super Bowl, given all the moves and the things that they've done.
Well, and it's funny because, obviously, look, I mean, we're not the first people. We won't be the last people to comment on this. But I don't even think that it's a win now. Like I think it's win right now. I think it is. The Super Bowl is in SoFi Stadium. We got our quarterback. We got our we got our core of our defense, and there is no tomorrow. And so, I know you just referenced a 3-4-5 year window, whatever it is. It's not very big.
No. I think it's like 3 years.
Yeah.
Like with Stafford being here, you know what I mean. Like, I think that's what they have to win while he's the quarterback. Sean McVay. You know, they want to win at all costs, because if they don't win, given what they gave up, not in Odell Beckham's case, they just signed a guy who was released. That's an easy pickup.
No,
it's the other ones.
No, 100%. And so I'm with you in terms of what this window is looking like. And I think it's fascinating because I said it earlier in the show. People can go back and find the podcast if you missed it. But everybody has a little bit of a different way of doing this. But if you look at most of the other contenders, they were all built almost entirely through the draft. I mean, even Tampa Bay, Mike Evans, a lot of the defensive players.
Right. People look at the guys who joined in, but that team was already together. If the quarterback didn't throw 30 interceptions,
correct,
that team would have been way better. Am I right? Would have won a lot more games. People are making it like they had nothing there, and Tom Brady showed up, and then they became winners.
Exactly. And Tom Brady, listen, I know how you feel about Tom Brady. Everybody does. But he doesn't choose Tampa if it isn't a perfect situation for him to walk in and win right away, and it became because of years and years in the draft. By the way, the Cowboys, I don't think we spend so much time talking about Jerry Jones. Stephen Jones has turned into a heck of a player evaluator here. You know, you get Dak late in the draft. You get Trevon Diggs in the second round. You get CeeDee Lamb in the middle to late first round. And so that is what is so fascinating to me, is I don't really know of, and maybe I'm just missing somebody in recent history, that is this all in, this doesn't care about draft picks, doesn't care about the future, doesn't care about 3 to 5 years, is all in on winning this second. Again, even some of these other teams, the Cleveland Browns, yeah, they traded for Odell. Yeah, they traded for Jarvis Landry, but they drafted Baker. They drafted Myles Garrett. So there were guys internally that really had kind of grown up in that organization, where you look at the Rams, I know Aaron Donald's been there forever, but pretty much everybody else of consequence, Cooper Kupp, I guess, would be the other one. Everybody else of consequence has come from somewhere else.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see when they made it. But also, as they keep adding pieces, when originally it was thought once they got Matthew Stafford, they were set. What do you make of that part? You know, like the defense a year ago was the best defense in the league. They went to Green Bay for the playoff game, you remember? Gave up 32 points.
Correct. Yeah.
Lost pretty easily. And they had the best defense. They're not the best defense in the league this year. So they go out and they get Von Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, and here's the other thing for people who don't know, the year that the Rams went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff, the first 9 games this year with Matthew Stafford there, right? They're 7-2. Matthew Stafford has 2,700 yards plus, I don't know, like 2,771, 23 touchdowns, and 6 picks. Jared Goff on that Super Bowl run, they were 8-1 through their first 9 games. Jared Goff had 2,700 yards on the button, 20 touchdowns, and 6 picks. So in reality, has anything, like, the level of quarterbacking, has it really changed?
Sure.
But they make it out like it's different. Like, the level of quarterbacking has not changed.
Well, and Rob, let me say this. I understand that everybody in the NFL has off weeks. There's no 2008 Patriots that are going to go 17-0 this year, 16-0. Like, that doesn't happen. But at the same time, Rob, can we go back to Sunday night for half a second? Because you're at home. You know, everything is lining up for you. There's kind of buzz that you're going to get Odell. The Cardinals, of course, are kind of reeling. They lose to the Packers. Kyler Murray's hurt. You get a Tennessee Titans team without Derrick Henry. Adrian Peterson.
Their best player, yes.
Yes, Adrian Peterson is playing. And I'm not saying Stafford was terrible, but 31 of 48, two interceptions. Like, if you are that – listen, look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, independent of what happened last week, Thursday Night Football goes to Arizona, gets the win. It's a win his team needs. Aaron Rodgers shows up every week. Tom Brady, you could criticize him, but when the Bucs lose, it's generally not because of Aaron Rodgers or because of Tom Brady. Matthew Stafford, if you are the guy to lead a team to the Super Bowl and you are elite, go beat a Tennessee Titans team that isn't all that good without Derrick Henry, that hasn't proven they can do pretty much anything without Derrick Henry, and instead they lay an egg. He throws one touchdown and two interceptions.
There's no doubt. And you saw that was the Matt Stafford, like I saw on social media, a lot of people from Detroit, because they've watched him. They've seen it. Like, the big games are the ones that he just hasn't come through. And that was a classic example of that should have been a gimme. No Derrick Henry? You're at home? Really? You remember they were up 38-0 to the Tennessee Titans the week before? They gave up 22 points in the fourth quarter and killed my parlay. That's another story. But anyway, they should have won that game. Right? They should have won that game.
Yes.
And Stafford throws back-to-back picks.
Yes.
Back-to-back.
And that's what I'm saying, is if you're that kind of player, if you're that kind of quarterback, what did we just talk about last hour with Lamar Jackson? Yes, there's a lot of comebacks, but he plays his best when his team needs him the most. You can never say that about Matt Stafford, ever, Rob.
And you just said it. That is the difference, is you can be down and out and think you're out, and that guy, there's something about that can bring you back. And you're never completely out of the game. And it's just not always the case. All right, 877-99 on Fox is the telephone number. And we want to hear from you when it comes to the Rams and Matthew Stafford. And do you think the addition of Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. put Matthew Stafford under even more pressure to win the Super Bowl with the Rams, especially this year, because you don't know how long you're going to have Odell or Von Miller, right? I mean, they've loaded in. They put all their chips in the middle of the table. So we'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Aaron Torres, in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I love the Roadrunner right here.
Okay.
It's an old one. That show must be from the late 60s, early 70s, but the Roadrunner. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having trouble with your battery, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Our telephone number 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. And we are talking about the Rams. They have OBJ. They got Von Miller. Is the pressure on Matthew Stafford or not to win a Super Bowl for this team this year?
Let's get to Sergio. Sergio is in El Paso. Sergio, you're on The Odd Couple. Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Rob, Aaron, Alex, Rob, I hope you guys are doing good, man.
What's up, Sergio? How are you, buddy?
You know what? I'm doing all right, Rob. How are you guys tonight?
I was good till the Sixers just choked down this game, but that's another story. All right.
Oh, man, the best of your parlays, man.
Yes.
Joel Embiid out here, man. Oh, well, look, I'll tell you this much, man. I think the pressure was already on Matthew Stafford. I think to the common, you know, football fan, you know, if they fall flat on their face and they lose in the first or second round, or, you know, or maybe even lose the Super Bowl, I think the common fans are like, oh, he had Odell and Von Miller, this and that. But, you know, I think, you know, we've spoken about it. You guys have spoken about it. The pressure was already there. I think them adding it just proves that the pressure was already there. And they're trying to stack the deck, as you would say. And
right.
I just think that, you know, whether they got Odell or Von Miller or not, they were already on the road to making it or trying to make it, right? But I think the Cardinals are a much better team than they are. And this is coming from a Niners fan. And I think that they're about to beat the Niners on Monday.
Well, we saw the Cardinals, Sergio, go to L.A. Yeah. They got two losses. And the Cardinals were one of them. And the Rams at that time were undefeated. And got beat up. You remember?
Of course.
They strong armed them, and so you're right. The Cardinals do have a leg up on the Rams and lead the division. They could win it, especially if they beat the Rams when they come to Arizona.
Well, and I was going to say too. I mean, listen. I know it's sexy. It's fun. It's all this. But you mentioned it in hour one, Rob. The odds in Vegas are your and my home away from home, the place you're about to bankrupt with the way your picks are going here. The odds haven't changed, and I think that speaks to the fact that Odell is a very talented player, but we don't even know where is he physically, coming back from the injury last year. But on top of that, I how much difference does it make? Ultimately, the odds swing one way or the other generally with quarterback play. And so we don't mean to make it all on Stafford, but at the end of the day, that's why you're the highest paid player on the team, making the most money, to whom much is given, much is expected. And it's kind of on Matthew Stafford if this team is going to reach its potential.
No, because he was supposedly the missing piece. I agree. It still falls on him. And if he doesn't if he's not spectacular, just say he plays okay, and it's not enough, it'll come down on him. And if he plays poorly, it'll really look bad, because Sean McVay has heard the sound bites.
Yep.
Like, he's the greatest quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it is over the top for a guy who's never won a playoff game. And that's the scary part, is you just don't know in those moments. 877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in.
We are, we're waiting on any calls. If you want to jump in, as Rob said, 1-877-99 on Fox. So, go ahead. No, you go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, so if, you know, I get the Rams fans, and it's easy to look now and say, well, look at Jared Goff. He can't even win a game in Detroit. I mean, that's not being fair.
For
he
sure.
was an all-pro, and he took your team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and how many games did Matt Stafford win? I mean, he won games, but...
Right. And his biggest thing is his record is something like 9-68 or 69 against teams with winning records.
Yes.
Like, that's the part that... I get it. The Lions are a good franchise. They lose a lot. I get all that. But it's something about, we talked about this, where you might not have all your bullets, but you can still pull games out. You can still win. Not all of them, but you can win some games on the strength of yourself, right? On mm-hmm. you. That's how good you are. And I just don't believe that that's the case yet. And like I said, if he wins, I'll say I was wrong. If he plays well and wins, you know what I mean? I'll say I was wrong.
Well,
but I haven't seen it yet in 12 years. And I also saw a tweet about him, and I think it's true. One of the least criticized number one overall picks ever,
who
played this long and hadn't won jack, like 12 years.
Well, and to go back to the Jared Goff thing for a minute, I mean, first of all, Matthew Stafford got a complete pass when he was there, when he didn't win. So now we're criticizing Jared Goff.
Right. It doesn't even make sense. You're 100% right.
And let me even take it a step further. They got rid of Matt Stafford because they're trying to rebuild, and they wanted the picks and the this and the that. So we knew Jared Goff was going into a bad situation. Like
right.
New coach, trying to rebuild, want a bunch of draft picks. They draft the O-lineman in the first round to kind of start building the thing out. But like, all of a sudden, you know, Jared Goff has just become this, I don't know if lightning rod's probably not the right word, but he's kind of become this guy that is taking the fall for everybody. And so, like I said, one, you know.
I just think it's easy to
exactly.
put it all on him. That's the reason that they didn't win. Not that Sean McVay didn't get undressed by Bill Belichick in that Super Bowl. That team coming in to the Super Bowl was averaging 29.9 points a game.
Great
they
call.
Scored three on and so it ain't me. This is what they placed it all on Jared Goff because the youngest coach in the NFL, it ain't his fault. You know what I mean? Like I don't have the quarterback. Even though they averaged 33 points leading up to the Super Bowl, but it was Jared Goff's fault.
Well, and I'll tell you this, too, is it's kind of what we've been saying about Matt Stafford. Isn't it kind of the same with Sean McVay? Like, if this doesn't work, if you lose on wild card weekend, you're going to have a home game, but you're probably not going to have the number one seed, and you're not going to get a first round bye. If you lose on wild card weekend, I'm not saying Sean McVay gets fired, but, I mean, how many different ways can you point where everything is kind of on Matthew Stafford, but everything's kind of on Sean McVay, too? This is the roster that you wanted, the guys that you wanted. You said you could control the egos. You said you could control this. We've basically given up everything in terms of our future for the present. It'll be interesting to see if they were to take that early playoff loss, how much heat that he would actually get.
Yep, I'm with you on that, and we shall see that as we move forward. All right. We've got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, Rob Parker and Aaron Torres in for Chris Broussard. Chris should be back on Monday. You know what time it is, Aaron? It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media these days. And the star of this segment, our resident DJ, the king of Weeb Nation. Check out his podcast. While you're at it, check out the Shallow Oceans podcast, too.
My Stay man. Off the Weeb. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Alex Tyshirt.
You know, guys, Rob, I've been checking the numbers for this show. Thanks for letting me on and giving you guys the boost you need. But the numbers keep rising after we did start this segment. So I don't mean to humbly brag, but check your local listings.
Is that true, Rob G?
Ask Rob G.
You know what? It is true that our numbers have gone up exponentially since we added this segment. That is a true story. I'm not even joking with you.
All right. Jason Smith is next here on Fox Radio.
In that case, Tyshirt's Tower Trivia every hour on the hour.
Yes.
For the Odd Couple.
You know, hey, that reminds me of, I'll save it. All
right. Don't you dare, Rob.
I'll save it.
All right, so, Odell Beckham Jr. is with the Rams today is a big story of the day. So that's why today's theme questions are all Los Angeles Rams related, okay? Now, I flipped the coin during Gascon's update. Aaron Torres is going to get the first crack at question number one. Again,
wow.
Quick ground rule of the rules.
I want you to know I'm anti-crack, okay? So go ahead.
Good man.
Rules. No rhyming. It's got to be a real word.
That's right, Aaron.
No following clues.
That's right, Aaron.
And you only get to use one word clues.
Okay.
Remember that.
Sure.
All right. Aaron Torres, question number one. The Rams' best overall player. It's not Stafford. It's not OBJ. It's defensive tackle and three-time defensive player of the year, Aaron Blank.
Trump.
Donald.
That is correct.
Nice job.
What I'm here for.
I had to think for a sec there. Good job.
I was going to say, you are not the president. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah, you would have lost that one.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That wouldn't have worked.
Number two, over to Rob Parker. Tyshirt's Tower Trivia. Back in the 60s, the Rams had one of the best defensive lines in all of football. They called themselves the Fearsome Blank Some.
Huh.
All right, here we go.
Speak to me, Rob. What do you got for me?
Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Alex.
I'm ready.
Three.
Four.
That's a cheap way to get it, Rob.
What?
That was awesome.
You guys went back to that tactic. All right, we move on. Level number three. We're all tied up. It gets a little tougher as we go up the tower.
Oh,
Aaron Torres. The Rams picked up OBJ today, but even still, their best wide receiver, the guy who actually leads the league in receiving, is Cooper Blank.
Sippy.
Oh, cup.
That is correct. That's a good clue.
Aaron, you sound like you got kids. What are you going with, Sippy?
That was good.
That was the closest thing I could think of with one word in cups.
You know why that was good, Aaron? My mom has an at-home daycare. I see Sippy cups all the time.
I would want a saucer or mug.
Mug?
That's what I would say.
Sippy was the best.
That was a good clue.
I mean, Sippy, you can't kind of go wrong there. I don't know.
I don't know if that's a real word.
It's Mississippi, just hyphenized.
That's right.
Is it Missa? That's the word. Okay. Number four, back to Rob Parker. Again, a little bit tougher as we get up the tower. We got a perfect game going right now.
Let's go.
Kurt Warner led the Rams to a Super Bowl victory back in 1999.
Who?
Folks called that offense the greatest show on blank.
Kurt who?
Kurt Warner.
Ready?
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing it was a quarterback, right?
Here we go. Listen very carefully.
Okay. I'm listening closely, Rob.
Just read the last part of that again.
One more time, please.
Greatest show on blank.
Okay.
Okay. Surf?
Turf?
Oh,
yeah!
Let's go. Let's go.
Come on.
Surf
on
the
turf,
baby. I thought there could be rhymes.
Yeah, but if it's a real slogan that counts, you can't just say, like, if the word is turf and you go, like, worf. Like, that's not
That fine you
print.
Can't do.
Fine print, Aaron.
Surf
fine
is a real word.
Yeah, I got to follow the...
You got the guidebook. Okay.
Yeah, I think if you heard this segment every week and the shenanigans that you guys try to pull
like
to get
Chris,
these clues.
Chris is terrible at this game. Terrible.
It's the worst. All right, moving on up. Level five. It's getting a little bit tougher. We got a perfect score going right now. No pressure on you, Aaron Torres.
Let's go.
Before moving to Los Angeles, the Rams played their home games in St. Blank.
Missouri.
I don't think Aaron put himself in the mind of an Alex Tyson.
No. I'm really bad with geography too, Aaron. Say it one more. What was the clue?
They played in St. Blank.
Missouri. Am I allowed to give another word or
not? Nope, one word.
Hold on. I think I do know this one.
This one's not on me. By the way, if he doesn't get it,
what
this one's
mean?
Not on me.
Come on, Aaron. You went from sippy cup to...
You know, everybody wants to be on Alex's team in this segment until he doesn't
know
the answer.
You feel me?
Ben Maller's ready to come on.
I don't know.
Move on to Rob Parker. Chance to steal. 9 points if you can get it, Rob. St. Blank.
Vuitton?
Rob, are you going like before 90s clues right now? I feel like this is before my time. You know what? I think I thought of it while I was... This clue didn't help, Rob, by the way. Is it Louis?
It is Louis.
Okay.
And it's Louis Vuitton, spelled like Louis.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Okay. Well done, Rob. That's
Thank you.
You need to be, we need a little Happy or Billy Madison here. We need to send you back to third grade to work on some geography. How did you know? I said Missouri right after he said Saint, so it left no doubt. But anyway, I digress.
All right. T-shirts, Tower of Trivia.
I guess it makes sense.
The Los Angeles Rams edition. Aaron Torres versus Rob Parker. Rob, if you get this one, Aaron cannot come back. You get the W.
Oh, man.
Level six of the tower.
I'm ready.
All right.
Odell Beckham Jr. played his college ball at LSU, better known as its government name, Blank State University. One word clue.
Oh, boy.
Blank State University.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
I see Aaron Torres taking notes right now. He's ready for the steal.
Because all of the ones that I would give, Tyshirt would never get because he doesn't know third grade geography. But it's okay.
Here we go.
You know, it's funny, Aaron, because I went to school and I was like, I want to be a geographer when I grow up.
NOLA?
I know geography. What was that?
Rob, that is not a word.
What?
It's not a word.
What?
What word did he say?
NOLA.
Oh. Yeah, you can't do
that. Over to Aaron Torres. Chance to steal.
I think I know what it
is. And tie it up. Rob may have given it away by giving himself up.
I'll say gumbo.
Oh, you're wild, Rob. Give me the with the blank.
Blank State University.
Gumbo. Do you know food? You don't know geography. Well, no food.
Be quiet. You're only going to give one.
Stopped on a lot of food, by the way, too, Aaron. Is it Louisville?
That is incorrect.
Oh, wow.
Over to Rob Parker. He gets this. He wins the game.
Aaron walked out, by the way.
I quit, yeah.
Yeah. LSU, better known as Blank State University, where Odell played his college ball.
Okay, I think I know now.
What is it?
Cajun.
It's Louisiana, isn't
that
it?
That is correct! Yeah! Rob Parker gets the win.
Yes, sir! Where's my music?
We
You should see me pump my fist.
This is Tom Brady's music. Are you basically Tom Brady now?
No,
huh?
I'm not Tom Brady. I'm hipper than Tom Brady. I'm cooler than Tom Brady.
You're younger than Tom Brady.
I didn't cheat like Tom Brady.
I mean, Nola was kind of there was a little deflation there, I feel like.
Nola? I was talking about the woman I met down in New Orleans, Nola.
Oh, gosh.
Nola, wow.
And you know what she said to me when I made my move? Nola, no love.
I thought you were going to say Nola, more like yes, sir.
Everything's not funny. Yeah, everything isn't funny. Yes, another edition. So we'll have, Alex, what, 4 million downloads after this segment?
You're welcome. Just think about me and your new rework for the contract, Rob.
You know, Tower of Trivia, another great job. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We'll put a bow on it, and Aaron is all excited because UConn, yes, they do have a football team. They hired a new coach, and he's all worked up about it. We'll do that. Put a bow on the Odd Couple on his TV theme song Thursday. Stick and stay, America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let it breathe. That's right. Commander McBragg, he used to always brag about all of his war stories and how well he did in battle. That was what the cartoon was about. I did like it. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. We wrap up with Commander McBragg.
Let me ask you a question, Rob.
Go ahead.
You mentioned earlier today that I believe your father was in the military. You seem like you strike me as somebody that had a happy childhood. You're always talking about cartoons and playing ball at
Life
the park.
Life was good.
Yeah,
yes,
it strikes me as that.
Yeah, I grew up in a great neighborhood with great friends, and everybody looked out for each other. I mean, I don't have any complaints like growing up, and it was fun. And I had the 10 guys I grew up with, it was 11 of us, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
We're still all friends,
that's
all
great.
Still alive. And when we get together, we're like 9-year-olds. I mean, seriously, it's unbelievable. And now we're heading into almost 50 years of friendship, and we're all still together.
That's great.
It's incredible. It's a great story.
How often are you guys able to get together?
Every couple of years. Most of the people are spread out all over the country.
Sure.
But the bulk, 4 or 5 of them, are still in New York. So it's usually in New York when we get together. But, yes, it is The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Aaron Torres here on Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And let's wrap it up here. You went to UConn.
I did.
I went to Southern Connecticut.
You sure did. Owl.
I was a fighting owl. But UConn has a new football coach. Tell me about it and how excited are you?
So I'm genuinely excited, and I'm all our ratings are going to plummet here. All the ratings that Teichert brought in with Teichert's Tower of Terror are just going down the tubes right now. But no, I mean, listen, you know, my parents are, my mom, my stepdad are UConn season ticket holders. They still live not far from stores, not far from East Hartford where the games are played. And listen, UConn is never going to be Alabama. They're never going to be Michigan. They're never going to be Michigan State. But it is a passionate fan base in general for UConn athletics and a prideful fan base, and Randy Edsall was there the last few years, and he really, really let the program bottom out. This year, they're probably going to finish 1-11. The only win, Rob, is against your, you know, you mentioned being from Southern Connecticut, but you also obviously went to Columbia. UConn, their only win is against Yale. Not good in football. And so
what?
I swear.
Their only win is against an Ivy League school of Yale?
That doesn't have scholarships, at least not athletic scholarships.
Right,
so,
terrible.
You know, listen, they could have won a few games here and there. But so they hired Jim Mora today. Jim Moore. Don't call. He doesn't like being called Jim Moore Jr., but it is not the guy that coached the Colts a million years ago. Playoffs, not
playoffs.
That
where's that clip? That's what his dad is known by.
Yes.
What about Jim Moore Jr.? He doesn't want to be called Jr.?
He does not want to be called Jim Moore Jr. He goes by Jim L. Mora, but he was at UCLA for 4 years or for 6 years, had 4 8-win seasons, 2 10-win seasons, recruited really well. And so I'm just excited as a UConn alum because I think every college football program, there's different expectations. UConn knows they're not LSU. UConn knows they're not Alabama, but they don't have to be 1-11 with the only win against Yale. So I know we make fun of all these bowl games and you go 6-6 and you go to the whatever bowl, but UConn fans will gladly take a 500 record, go into a mid-range bowl game and having something to be prideful for. So Jim Mora, the son of Jim Mora, Jim L. Mora, is now the UConn head football coach. I think UConn's headed back to respectability, and I know no one else cares besides me, but I am actually genuinely shut up.
That's a basketball school. Stop it, with the football. I didn't even realize they had a football program. Do you guys have any ex NFL head coaches that came out of UConn?
Well, you know who we have? Kirk Ferentz, who's the head coach at Iowa, which is in the top 15 right now. Iowa, Sam, very familiar with him. He played at UConn. I don't think any NFL head coaches, though, no. So,
Southern Connecticut has two.
Really?
Chris Palmer, who was the
first
coach of the Cleveland Browns when they came back.
I remember that.
And Kevin Gilbride was a head coach for the San Diego Chargers, and he was the Giants offensive coordinator when they won Super Bowls. Kevin Gilbride, he was actually the coach when I was in college there. So there you go. There's our terrible Connecticut college football. So,
well, and I was going to say, I don't mean to date you, Rob, but I remember when Chris Palmer got that job. I obviously lived in Connecticut. I was a little bit younger, and it was a very prideful thing that a Southern Connecticut, as you said, a fighting owl, got a head coaching job in the NFL. Again, I apologize for tanking all your ratings.
And he said he was younger. He remembers reading it in the paper before he threw his paper route. That's how young he was.
Okay.
Right?
No? I don't even remember that. Oh,
but
you're talking about me.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm talking about you. I was kidding.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Chris Palmer. I was like,
about how young you are, yes. But it's all good. And what a show we had today and tomorrow, Friday, we have Ephraim Salam, who will jump into Chris's seat. We're expecting Chris back on Monday. Continue to pray for him and his family, and things are moving along. Great. So that'll be great to get Chris back. But we appreciate you, Aaron, filling in today, and it was fun.
It was fun. Thank you for having me. Obviously, my thoughts are with Chris. I know he's going through some personal stuff, but I appreciate you guys having me in today. I had a lot of fun.
And I'm not backing down on this Rams thing.
Sure.
I really am not. I think that people, and let me just say this. We've seen teams, and a couple people brought it up, right? When the Lakers stacked their team, we saw it with the Dodgers when they went out. Remember the Padres were supposed to get Max Scherzer and the Dodgers jumped in and said, oh, no, we're taking him. And they had Scherzer and Turner. They got Trey Turner, was the best hitter, led the National League in hitting. It didn't win. It's not automatic. It's not about teams on paper. And I'll believe it when I see it. So I'm not knocking them for picking up OBJ. I just don't think it put them over the top today and made the Rams some overwhelming favorite. So I'm not there, not quite yet.
I agree.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, the Jason Smith Show is next. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Stick and stay.
America!